Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Sarah Nelson, and she is, of course, with Cass County Health System. Good morning to you, Sarah.
Good morning, LaVon. Thanks for coming today.
You bet. And it's time. It's the fourth Thursday of the month. It's time for a special program.
It is. It is our monthly Healthy You, which is a noon lunch and learn type of event that we've been doing this year, and it's really been going very well. And you're right, that fourth Thursday just comes flying up on us. Time goes by. But we're very pleased today that Dr. Elaine Berry will be presenting the program on end-of-life care, end-of-life decisions for both yourself and being a supportive family member and caregiver.
And Dr. Berry, I think, has had a number of life experiences, a number of responsibilities that make her uniquely qualified to talk on this topic, end-of-life care.
Absolutely. She has always, you know, she is a family medicine physician, so she provides a broad spectrum of care, as to all of our family medicine physicians, and they all work with patients and families who are going through similar end-of-life processes. Dr. Berry has really taken a special interest in this her entire career. She actually has been our hospice director since 1990. I believe she came to us in
88.
Yes, but she's worked with hospice that whole time, has been hospice director since 1990, which is basically when we had our first official hospice that needed a medical director. And then in 2008, she went on and of her own accord decided to pursue her certification in hospice and palliative care. So at that time, she was the only physician in Southwest Iowa to have that certification. To my knowledge, I don't know of anybody else that has received it. So she really went out of her way to refine her expertise in this area.
And I think that shows her special interest and care for, as you say, every physician has folks. You know, if you live in Iowa, you're a physician, you're going to have elderly patients. But Dr. Berry's interest, I think, must be very special to take that extra step.
Yes, it is. And I'd like to remind people, this is just not just an elderly situation. People deal with difficult disease processes at all ages and stages of life. And also, as you know, I said, certified hospice and palliative care. And palliative care is, in layman's term, kind of comfort care. And it's care that we give people sometimes not just because they're dying. So it really is broader than many people think. And I know she's going to talk today about not just the care and the decisions you make then, but what we can all do well in advance, that if we are in a situation where we're facing the end of life, or maybe we didn't expect to be yet, as probably most people would say, because no one's ready to be done, things that we can do to better be prepared, and as family members and caregivers to better be prepared. For example, you know, I have adult sons who are single, so I need to be prepared, heaven forbid, if they needed someone to assist them with decisions. I need to understand their wishes, and they need to understand my wishes, and I'm only mid-50s. Yes.
And that is not an easy thing to do. Most of us, because we're not expecting to be at end of life, or like you say, younger people don't expect to be there. So to talk about it is kind of like, well, that's maybe a bad sign that, you know, we're expecting this. But life is a whole lot easier if that's kind of, you don't have to worry about that.
You know, I think if you can try to think of it as just pre-planning, you know, we plan our financial situations. People do that all the time, you know, put their accounts in order and make sure that maybe a family member knows where their bank accounts are, or where their life insurance are. It's kind of the same thing. We need to have those conversations so that if someone does have to step in and help us with decisions, that it's going to make it so much easier because they will be confident that they're making the right decision according to that individual's wishes. Mm-hmm.
And we don't know until we talk with people about that. So those decision makings, I know Dr. Berry is going to bring up some of those that say, you know, these are the kind of decisions you need to make. But then she also has all those care. Now, palliative care, is that the correct way to say that?
Yes, that is palliative care. And it really is comfort care, using every tool at our disposal to be sure that people are as comfortable as possible, regardless of their health situation.
So that could mean long-term care. If somebody, as you said, maybe not in that situation where they know that death is predicted in a certain amount of time, which isn't always correct, but, you know, maybe there's been an accident. Maybe there's been something that a person needs long-term care. Does that fit into that category?
Yes, I think it could. You know, hospice is defined as X period of time before the end of life, whereas palliative care is comfort care and isn't necessarily linked as to a deadline, let's say. And I'll tell you the one thing I hear people say to me over and over again who have used the hospice services in Cass County and is that they wish they'd use them sooner. And the same with palliative care, that once they've used them, because it sounds a little scary, once they've used them and seen what that team does for patients and families as well, it supports the entire family, that I've never heard anybody say, oh, we called them too soon.
And one of the things that this Healthy You program, it, of course, educates people, but I think it also maybe provides a comfort level, getting to know Dr. Barry, getting to know more about the programs. As you say, kind of plan ahead, but you don't know you're going to need that. But, hey, it's kind of a comfort level for us to get acquainted with people who know about that.
Yes, that's a big part of our Healthy You series, is giving community members the opportunity to have that small group. You know, we usually have about 20 people, a little more personal conversation with, you know, if they're not, that doesn't happen to be your personal health care provider, you may not have had that opportunity. So that is a really nice thing with this series.
And it is starts at noon, it's over by about 1 o'clock, and lunch is provided?
Free lunch. It goes from noon to 1, and we have a different medical provider every month. It's always the fourth Thursday. Next month, on July 30th, Stacy Bean, who's one of our physician assistants, is going to do a program on Alzheimer's and dementias. And as she said, what people really want to know is, what do I have to worry about? Because, you know, we all have memory issues at some level, but when does it go from, you know, over busy, just not paying attention to really a disease process, and then if it's a disease process, what can we do to help manage that?
And I know you have other topics that are going to be coming along, so right now you're planning to continue this series on the fourth Thursday for quite some time.
Definitely throughout 2015, and if it continues to have the interest that we're having, I'm sure we'll continue on past that. We just love the opportunity. You know, we have a wealth of knowledge within this facility and the staff who are here. And we are just looking for ways all the time to share that information with the community. And we want to share information that's important to the people we serve. So certainly, if any of your listeners have a topic that they would like to hear about, tell them, you know, call me, Sarah Nelson, Cass County Health System, and we are more than happy to try to meet those requests.
You know, maybe there's somebody out there who's had a positive experience and they say, you know, I didn't know this until I really had a need, but everybody needs to know this. And so they could give that recommendation, or like you say, if we're just curious, we could certainly ask for that. So again, free, well, you know, it's no fee, no pre-registration, just come to.
We come to Cass County Health System, Conference Room 2. Honestly, we do prefer pre-registration because we are preparing lunches, but we always fix a couple extra, so anyone listening this morning could certainly just come. Okay. But normally we ask them to call. All of our advertising has that phone number, 243-7479, and just let them know again so we can be sure we have enough lunches.
Okay, yeah, good point, that just let people know. And even though it's, you know, you hear this at 10 o'clock or 9:45, it's still soon enough to give you a call to say, I'd like to come today. So we need to take advantage, I think, of all these opportunities that are provided in our community, and we're very fortunate to have that kind of assistance available. Come get acquainted. And if you're new to the hospital rearrangement, well, there's signs, and then there's somebody probably at the front desk can tell you where's conference room too.
Absolutely. The best thing to do is park in parking lot A. We put big letter signs in our parking lots to help people when we did our most recent renovation. And that is the main entrance that comes in right there by Atlantic Medical Center with the giant staircase right in front of you. So if you just come in that main entrance all the way down through the atrium to the elevator, you'll just jog to the right a little bit and come to conference room 2. It's kind of across from our diagnostic imaging. A lot of people know where that is. It's very easy to find.
That's a good clue, because as you say, many people have been there. We want to thank you very much, Sarah Nelson, for visiting with us today, reminding us that today is another Healthy You program at noon in conference room 2. And until next time, remember to be healthy, wealthy, and wise. You need to take care of yourself.